The greatest Royal Rumble is in the books. Everyone is back from Saudi Arabia. Well, kind of. Now they're in Montreal. And the trip heard round the world we get to see once again, along with an IC title match and many, many other things. It's the Raw After Show right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Everybody get your...
Okay. I mean, if Raw's in Canada, why can't our opening song be from Canada? You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
Now, I will admit, first time I've heard this song, TK. This brand new? How brand new is this single?
2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
See, my knowledge is more, as anyone who's known me over the last number of years, my knowledge is more 2002 and below.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like, I will shock you with my knowledge on some random things.
Some bare naked ladies?
Not bare naked. We're talking about hip-hop. I'm talking 2002 and earlier.
Okay. So some Wu-Tang.
Yeah. For example, random facts. I can tell you that Busta Rhymes' cousin Rampage released an album called Scouts Honor by Way of Blood in July 1997, and I own the album. Rampage, not a good rapper. I liked him, though. Random facts, never going to leave my brain. Welcome, everyone. It's the Raw After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have a full squad.
When do we ever?
No, never. It's okay, though. I mean, we're here. We always find a way to make it work. All right. The Hobo, I believe, has a New Japan thing right now that he's busy with. Markia, once again, is, freelancing all over the place, so be on the lookout for her. But don't worry. You got me and TK right here. Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto on all the social medias. The lady to my left with the NWO shirt. You see her every single day on TMZ, probably sipping out of a massive cup like everyone does.
Yeah, that's true.
Are those cups sponsored, I hope?
No, the Harvey's cup is his special cup.
My cup
is a paper
cup. What's in that cup?
He doesn't drink. You think that he does, but
is it like just kombucha? And stuff?
I mean, I can't really tell you all the secrets.
Yeah, sure.
Just drink alcohol.
Uh huh. So. Fair enough. Yeah. But you see her every day on TMZ. You know her. You love her. TK Trinidad.
Do you love me, guys? No, I don't know about
you. Damn right they do. Let's see. You've kept this show alive the past 2 months when I've been gone. That's
don't say that to the fans now. They wanted to crucify me when I started. I was like, dude, I just got here.
TK,
just here.
You
no,
job.
You've been
fans
great.
Just don't like change.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, here we are.
Fans, most of them don't even like me. So don't even worry about it. You see how much stuff they talk in this chat role? It's hilarious. And Tina Keys, I do need to step up my hip hop game to newer songs. You are correct.
But it's not going to happen.
I haven't even seen Infinity War yet. That's how much time I have in my life. So I'm a little behind on music. But I'm glad that TK's here to, you know, up me on my Drake knowledge.
You know.
So there we are.
I'm Canadian. He's Canadian.
You're Canadian?
Really?
Oh, wait. Toronto.
No. The six. Okay. Yeah.
Rice.
I say that every day, a billion times a day.
To who? People?
To people. It's on my Instagram bio. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things.
I should have.
I represent.
Okay. I also have an awful memory.
That's okay.
Right, Pam Anthony? Terrible memory.
The worst.
He's eating right now, you can tell.
What are you eating, Tony?
That's okay.
Don't worry about what I'm eating. Let's get on with the show.
I hope it's not ramen. It's not good for you.
I don't care if it's good. Yeah.
If love and ramen is wrong, he does not want to be right.
Pretty much. Welcome to America.
He'll go to a faux place. He's not afraid.
Oh, gosh.
All right, good stuff. Let's get through Raw here from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Roman Reigns hits the ring. This crowd was like a Raw after Mania. They were on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't necessarily hijacked the show terrible. They just had a lot of amazing moments mixed in with some very strange moments.
Yeah, I find, because I actually, where was I? I saw...
Toronto.
It was in Toronto, actually. I saw one of the shows in Toronto, and compared to like Brooklyn and LA, like the folks in Toronto are very particular on like who they cheer for. It's not like every stadium's a little bit different. So definitely felt that vibe with my Canadian folks.
Canadians are generally friendlier, except if your name is Roman Reigns. That's what I figured out tonight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So Reigns, he's actually, so by the way, obviously, Greatest Royal Rumble happened over the weekend. If it was 19 hours long. And did you get through the whole thing?
No. Well, I tried to. Like, my weekend just got hijacked. And then I was, like, starting to watch it. And then I saw it was, like, 5 hours on the network. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to take a minute. So I think I got, like, halfway through.
It was one of those. So I had a show in San Diego on Friday night. I left Burbank at 5 p.m. on a Friday. Had to pick up a comedy buddy in Orange County. And we drove down. Also happens to love wrestling. We watched the Greatest Royal Rumble driving back and forth to San Diego.
You mean listening to?
He watched. I listened. And but hey, you know.
I mean, that's what I do too. That's how I get the 80% of my television. The traffic in LA just sucks balls. So you just might as well multitask.
Ain't no time. You know, just gotta find ways. So yeah, basically what happened was between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, Roman speared him through the Hell in a Cell, through the cage. And I don't know what exactly was supposed to happen, but technically Roman Reigns' feet hit the ground first, even though referee Chad Patton called it for Brock Lesnar. So he is still the Universal Champion. So Reigns said, I'm the rightful champion. It should have been me. The referee tweeted he made a mistake. So interesting there. No Heyman or no Lesnar to refute any of that tonight.
So when do you think we're going to see Lesnar again?
Like, oh, boy.
Backlash is coming up. Are we going to see a backlash? Or?
Well, no, definitely not. Considering he has this new deal now to where it's strictly per appearance.
So we're going to see him like every 6 months or something?
I don't know. I mean, the base of the deal is $125,000 per appearance. Right. And I think $600,000 per match or something crazy like that.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. I don't think nobody else has that type of contract, do they?
No. No, not at all.
So Undertaker's probably like a legend contract.
Oh, Undertaker, I couldn't even tell you what his, but, so basically they want to make sure they use Lesnar when absolutely necessary. So when is that going to be? We don't know. Definitely not Backlash, that I can tell you.
So do you think if he were to lose the belt, he would show up? Like, say he lost the belt, would he be like, all right, well, F this. I'm like, I'll be here when I feel like it, which might be in 2 years.
I mean, you got to believe that basically with booking wrestling, you kind of go a year ahead and you book your way backwards. Mm-hmm. That doesn't always happen because you have injuries that happen and you have other things, people leaving the company, people showing up. So things change. I would like to think they know what their plan is with Lesnar at some point down the road.
Do you think so?
I don't know. That you, yeah.
Yeah, those are one of those situations, like him and Miz, as far as those situations, like you're not sure if like what's panning out is real, but it could be real. So you're not quite sure if it's, you know, what's kind of going on. Same with like the Miz. It's just like you don't know if they really just overlook him or is it just one of those things that they're playing out for us, which is really good because it's so believable that you have no clue. Like, is Lesnar like on his farm? He's like, nah, like I don't really need all that money.
Yeah,
what you pay me per match I can survive off of for 5 years, so it's not a really big deal for me.
Survive off life, I think, if I got one Lesnar match in me.
I mean, just give me 1,000.
Okay, I'll take it. I don't know.
To Mexico.
What's that?
I'd head straight to Mexico.
And just make it last even longer?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, why not?
On a beach? Ooh.
Yeah.
Eating ramen.
Yeah. A lot of good areas in Mexico. Your money will stretch there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's a thing where they're trying to figure out when Reigns can be champion again, but right now, the crowds are vitriolic on him, and I don't see any other angle you can go besides Reigns doing a drastic change in character. Otherwise, if they're okay with him being booed way worse than Cena's ever been booed, then okay, go for it. But it's not his fault. Reigns busts his ass. I'm a Roman Reigns fan, but fans are just it's a pack mentality. They all got to jump on.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll ever get over. Like I.
Yeah, oh, he's over. That's the thing.
Right, but
it's
one of those, I don't know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's not like Cena where they love, to me, it's not like Cena where they love to hate him. It's more like he hasn't reached Cena status as far as being a great wrestler as far as everything. That's what it seems like. So I don't know what he could, it's like, you know, you just keep trying and until you try no more. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we do not know. But Jinder Mahal hits the ring and says, I'm going to defeat you tonight. Then Sami Zayn jumps down. Hometown hero gets a huge ovation. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to defeat Roman Reigns. And Kevin Owens, another huge ovation, only grew up about a half hour from the arena.
Both of them are within a half hour.
Yeah, I think they've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
And
Jinder is also Canadian, too, by the way. But I don't, obviously, they don't. Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know
that. Oh, yeah. He's, I can't remember what the chat, I'm sure, will help me. But he's Canadian, and there's a lot of Indian people in Canada. Sure. Like my brother's married to an Indian woman, so it's very common. So he's Canadian as well. But of course, they don't promote that. But
no,
still, they put all the Canadians
right up front
fighting against the Americans. So
yeah, there you go. Gotta love it. Kevin Owens says, "I want to defeat Roman Reigns tonight," and then it just gets messy. Bobby Lashley shows up, then Braun Strowman just dumps everybody, which turns into a 6-man tag. We didn't actually see Kurt Angle this entire night, even though he was making matches from the back. Mm-hmm. So they say,
supposedly,
yeah,
probably jet lag. Did he go? Was he over?
Oh, yeah, he was in the Rumble.
Yeah, probably jet lag. That jet lag, it has a thing. I'm sure you felt it, especially when you do long trips. It has a way of, like, you really want to power through, but your body's like, no, we're shutting down. We're unplugging, and I really could care less what you think. That Mary J. Blige song plays, "I'm going down," and you hit the pillow and
say, "I'm going down."
There's no use in fighting it.
I can tell you what happens to me every time I've been to the Middle East. So I've been to the Middle East 3 times and Pakistan once. Mm-hmm. It's all a very similar trip. Pakistan's a little further than, you know, everywhere else, but it's all within a couple hours of each other, a flight. Every time I come back, I know it's a certainty, no matter how much water I drink, when I go to bed, I'm going to wake up with a massive cramp in my calf, and I'm going to wake up thinking someone shot me in my leg. It happens every time.
Potassium?
The traveling, because, you know, when you're over there, you're constantly moving.
Right.
You're exhausted, and then you get off the plane. I don't know, but every time I go to bed at like 2 a.m, I will plantar flex, put my foot down, I'll wake up.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I jump out of bed. I'm like, who shot me? And then I come to, and I'm like, oh, it's just my leg. And then I start punching my leg, and then I limp for a day.
I haven't had that since I was like a teenager, when I like was swimming and running at the same time. I don't know what I would do now. I think I would literally cry and crawl.
But it's worth it. I mean, getting the chance to go over there, entertain the troops, and do what we did in Pakistan for pro wrestling was... I'll take 19 calf cramps to do that. It doesn't even bother me. Maybe not 19. One's enough.
Yeah, it feels like you get shot. It's terrible.
Yeah, and then you dream it, too. You're like, what happened? Anyway, so 6-man tag coming up. Elias has a pretty sweet muumuu. I'm not quite sure what he's wearing. Sings a lovely song about Montreal. Bobby Roode hits the ring. I was a little confused by this match. It kind of got called. Elias announced himself as the winner, but at some point it looked like Bobby Roode got either slammed in the clavicle or in the throat.
Thorax or something like that. But it looked real. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see anyone throw the X up, but
yeah.
I didn't even notice there was a decision on the match.
Yeah, I didn't know because I just saw him walking off. So, I mean, I guess, I don't know, Elias.
Elias announced himself as the winner, which if he did it on the fly, that was a great decision on his part.
I mean, we do walk with him, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And Elias, by the way, had a great performance in the Greatest Royal Rumble. He eliminated a lot of major people.
I think they're setting him up for definitely a good, when he gets the belt, I think it's going to be a really great run because he has everything. It's like that comedy meets hating the city that you're in and like the music. I think it's a really great run. So I'm looking forward to when he Titus World Slide. I'm looking forward to when he gets the belt. I see it maybe more later on this. Wait, we're in 2018.
It's going to be a while.
Later on this year.
Because right now what he's doing is working so well. I mean, his t-shirts are selling like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. He's got that good mix of comedy and then still being just a massive individual that you don't really tell. You can't tell how huge he truly is a lot of times because his character's funny.
Right.
But man, he's a big guy.
It's like 6'6"?
I wouldn't quite say 6'6".
Is he bigger than Bobby Lashley? Because Bobby Lashley.
He might be a little taller than Lashley. He's not.
Lashley is the business.
He's a big man. Yeah. I wouldn't say he's like as defined, but Elias is a massive individual, and him and Bobby Roode could be a really fun feud. Hopefully Roode wasn't hurt. They did a great job of making his guess.
Yeah, and Roode is from Canada, too.
Yes, of course. He was part of the original Team Canada over at Impact back in the day. Pretty sweet.
Canadians.
I don't believe these two are from Canada. Authors of Pain, pretty sure.
No. Well, I mean, they could be, but yeah, I don't think so.
Could be. They take on Jean-Paul and Francois. Canadian favorites, I'm assuming.
Is
that the Canadian name generator?
Well, no, because what happens is in Quebec, at one point, Quebec, I think probably still, they wanted to leave Canada and be their separate country.
Yes.
So they're the only country in Canada that speaks French predominantly. So if you go there and you speak English, they may or may not speak English back to you.
Yeah, they don't like you.
Yeah. So we just kind of, being from Ontario, we look at people from Quebec as little, they just want to be a little bit different.
Cooler. So, they think they're way above everybody else.
But they're not. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the Quebecers tag team. Didn't like them. I'm kidding.
It's kind of cute. It's like, you want to be away from Canada? I don't think you guys can survive.
Well, while we're talking about the Quebecers, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry. The Fabulous Rougeau Brothers. I mean, they were kind of very similar. They had one of the most underrated theme songs of all time, in my opinion. They had a song written by Jimmy Hart called All American Boys, where they just mocked America the entire song.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I need to hear that song.
I'll play it for you as soon as we're done. It's them singing it, and then Jimmy Hart sings back up.
Oh, you should have played that song to intro.
I know. I didn't even think about it. Batman Anthony, if you could find Fabulous Rougeau Brothers, All American Boys.
How do you spell Rougeau?
Oh, boy.
Rougeau.
All American Boys.
Usually when you Google it, then just put wrestling, sometimes it'll pop up.
Yeah. And keep it for now, and then I'll bring it up maybe at the end. We'll close it out.
Oh, somebody said one of the authors of Pain is from Canada.
Wow.
Somebody said that in the chat.
There you go.
I mean, there are a lot of Canadian wrestlers and athletes that you just don't know of because they just blend in so well.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give you a little sneak peek of what I got?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Anyways, Authors of Pain Destroy. Next, Seth Rollins has crazy... crazy ovations from the crowd in Montreal. They loved him. they love him in Montreal.
I mean, who could not love CrossFit Jesus?
That's true. It's very true. And he says he wants to be a fighting champion. He takes on The Miz this Sunday at Backlash. It's amazing that there's a pay-per-view already this Sunday.
How do you like the pay-per-view where they're doing both brands?
I think it's necessary. The single-branded ones were just getting so many.
Now... with the pay-per-view, are they going to create the storylines, or is it going to be like when I was watching the Royal Rumble, it was like John Cena against Triple H, and it's like, okay, it was a great match, but I feel like having a storyline invests you even more into the match opposed to, okay, these are two people, they're about to go at it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I like the fact that they're going to have both brands together, but... I just wonder if they're going to create some type of storyline before it, which they haven't done because the next one's next week or something.
Well, I think the good thing about having the co-branded pay-per-views again and only having maybe 13 a year is it makes the television shows more important again. Because when you were having the single-branded pay-per-views, you had any possible resemblance of a feud on the pay-per-view.
Right.
Where now it's the importance of both shows on a pay-per-view. And guess what? That's why you want the shows to be important. You want to tune in, so you may have some feuds never even reach a pay-per-view. They could just be Raw or SmackDown exclusive. But right now, SmackDown is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, after the shakeup, it is just, wow, so good.
Yeah, we're talking about Raw, so.
It's fine. It's all the same product.
I know. So it is a good storyline. It's believable. It has me texting people like, is everything okay?
So... this Sunday, Backlash, Seth Rollins and The Miz. Finn Balor hits the ring and says, what about IC title match tonight? They're down. Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel love what they're doing. They break out some t-shirts. And they want to create the Four Horsemen again.
Do you think it's going to come to a point, like, are they just reaching for straws? Or is there actually a destination to what's going to happen to the Miz Taraj?
That's a good question.
Because it feels like they're just reaching. But it might be, because, you know, there are some storylines where it's you don't know what to expect, and then they kind of do a total 360, and it makes sense. But this one is just like, I don't know. Like,
it's been fun for a couple of weeks. I just don't know where else it's going to go at this point.
Right.
Unless they just keep following them around, which could be fun.
Like, oh my gosh, Fandangle.
Fandango and Tyler Breeze?
Yes. But okay.
Ascension.
Following them around.
Yeah, it could be kind of like that. I mean, Bo and they were really funny tonight when they pitched the idea of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
And for like a full minute, they're like, eh? Eh?
Yeah, that was really good.
Good stuff.
But it's just like, what are you going to do with that? Like, how much longer are you going to do that?
I don't know.
And then it also seems like they might get to the point where it's like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden you get a tweet saying they're no longer with the company.
Let's hope not.
I mean, I'm never surprised.
No, nothing. Nothing should surprise anyone at this point with the way things go. But I think they're doing a great job right now. And then they start fighting, and out of nowhere, Balor, it's almost like the Scorpion Death Drop. It's just basically an elbow. I thought there was a name for it, but they didn't name it, so I can't tell you what it is. But yeah, drops an elbow on Rollins, drawing the line in the sand. Here's a prediction from Zeno Hour. Seth is going to be the one to knock off Brock Lesnar. As a result, Roman or returning Dean turns heel on him. Wow. All right.
Oh, yeah, when's Dean scheduled to come back?
Don't know. I mean, tricep tears are really rough. That's a long recovery. And I think he's been gone for no more than... Chat roll, how long has Dean been gone? 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
It's going to be longer than that.
Less than six.
Yeah. So it's going to be a while, yeah. Moment of bliss! Her and Nia Jax went to Disneyland, and Nia made fun of her height and said that she couldn't ride the teacups. And it's just a little cup, as we all know.
I mean, I love it, but I hate it.
Yes.
But I love it. And I love the fact that they're almost separating it where it's not. Because when it went, when they were going after right before Nia got the belt, it was kind of one of those things where she was coming off of as a bully saying it to her face. Mm-hmm. Which I believe in saying stuff to her face. But in this case, it was just kind of like they were pitting all real life things that Nia is dealing with. So I love it where it's now a package and you can appreciate Alexa's, what's the word? The fact that she has really great mic skills and she's believable, mm-hmm. but it's separate from actually making fun of Nia.
Yeah, this one's better. This was just Nia bullying her.
Exactly. And so I like how that this is being played.
You know, the amount of hurt that she showed, it's a cup.
Somebody in the chat said, I can't believe Nia would treat somebody so horribly at Disney World of all places.
No, it's the happiest place on earth.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bypassed that.
So yeah, Dean's been out 5 or 6 months according to chat roll. And yeah, with a tricep tear, here's the thing. He will return faster than almost any other human being from a tricep tear and a surgery because of all the great physical therapy he has. And, you know, you look at how fast Big Cass came back. Mm-hmm. And who else was just recently injured and came back? Someone else major. I can't think of who.
Oh, Daniel Bryan.
There you go. Well, that's a whole other ballgame. But yeah, you have therapy around the clock and you mm-hmm. have the best care possible. So Dean will come back faster than most people. But I still think it's going to be a little while yet because the tricep is a very... When you have to reattach it, ooh, you
got to be careful. I think I feel because he was a primary player at the time that he left, they might kind of want to insert him in a proper storyline. So not going to just wait for just any Raw.
Exactly. So. Better to wait. Titus World Slide, y'all. They talked to Titus. I fell down. He fell down and it was great. I saw that people kept sending it to me and I didn't have time to watch live. And so I was like, what the hell? This is the greatest thing
Snoop Dogg retweeted it. Like it's gone beyond the wrestling world. And,
it's the greatest thing ever.
It is. I felt sorry for him because it's just kind of like I know how hard he works. But sure. It's also one of those things where I read a couple articles where they're saying like Vince was there and he was like laughing till like tears were coming out of his eyes.
Oh, I bet.
So maybe this is the best thing for him where he can actually start doing stuff beyond, you know, just laying down and tapping out. So
you got to own it. I mean, he did jump right back in.
Oh yeah, it was epic. It was really great. But I'm sure in his heart of hearts, like this is not how you know what he wanted to do. But sometimes things happen, and it makes a whole turnaround for your career. So.
I'm just really glad there was nothing under the ring that he would have smashed into.
Well, yeah, that we know of.
Whew. Yeah. So, anyways, Baron Corbin shows up and is disgusted and said, "Titus O'Neil's an embarrassment." And then he hits the ring eventually, and we'll talk about it. But I love what Baron's doing. But anyways, so yeah, he confronts him, bounces. The leader of worlds, Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, they said they've always transcended space and time. TK, did you know they were on caveman drawings? They were part of the revolution, and they landed on the moon.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm a total woken believer.
Good. You should be. So yeah, they're just
world slide.
They're celebrating those Raw tag titles. Next, we have the massive six-man tag. Braun Strowman, Lashley, and Roman Reigns taking on Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens, Jinder Mahal. I mean, Braun's just tossing out shoulder blocks. Oh! You got me on that one.
Oh, did you got a little scared?
With a bunch of noodles in his mouth, I bet. Yep.
No.
That could come to me.
I'm done eating.
I had so many, like, ramen. He scared you. I had like a line for that, and then you said that, and I had a line for that. But I'm gonna leave that all alone.
Noodle free.
Okay, good for you. Yeah. So Braun just tossing out those shoulder blocks, man.
They remind me of when I used to play football. It's like you angle it such a way where like you just use your body power, like you just use your body kind of send people flying. So I love it.
He does
about that.
But this match, a lot of fun, a lot of chaos. By the way, did I miss? I believe I did. I believe I missed Sasha Banks and Ruby Riott.
I think you did that subconsciously.
No, I didn't. It was a really good match. It's just
it was a good match. I'm tired of Sasha and Bayley.
Well, guess what? It's not done yet.
Of course not.
So Bayley watching back.
I know, very upset because she doesn't know what to do because they don't want to have a conversation and actually hash it out.
No texting.
Like adults.
No calling.
She pretty much ghosted her, even though they work at the same place. Like,
yeah.
Is this something? I'm not even gonna.
Go ahead.
It's just annoying to me because it's just kind of like in the society that we're in, we're kind of just avoiding stuff, and now it's playing out in this scenario where I rather them just kind of have the conversation. But of course, that's not gonna prolong the storyline. So I totally get it, but it just annoys me because it's just like.
And then maybe that's what they want.
Ugh,
could be.
I'm over it.
But yeah, really good match though, and Ruby Riott actually ends up getting the win. So.
Well, what do you think about? I like Ruby Riott, and I'm actually hoping that in Backlash, this is where I mean it'd be a really great storyline. Absolution and the Riott Squad go against each other.
Hmm.
Even though there's
cross
only two
promotion,
of them.
Yeah, it won't happen because of the whole cross promotional thing.
But I mean, it's Backlash. But. That's what they're doing. Am I like?
Are they?
They switched. Let's chat.
Yeah, they switch shows.
Right.
I know that.
But
right.
In Backlash, can't they go against each other? Isn't it?
Mm.
Or is it just co-brand?
No,
and
the only switcheroo kind of deal is, well, it's actually, no, Joe and Roman are on the same. No, Joe's on SmackDown. That's the thing, but that's like a continuation. So the matches right now, Styles Nakamura, both SmackDown. Rollins, Miz, both SmackDown. Jax, Bliss, SmackDown. Uh-huh. Carmella, Charlotte. I'm sorry, Raw. Carmella, Charlotte, SmackDown, Reigns, Samoa Joe, that's a mix.
Oh.
Daniel Bryan, Big Cass, and then...
Okay, for some reason I thought with the co-branding that they're just going to go against each...
No, it just means the most important matches that they technically think from both brands.
Oh, well, then that's... I mean, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see them go up against each other, but... well, we'll take it.
Yeah, so really good match, though, and Ruby Riott pulls off the win there. So back to the six-man tag. Braun gets a power slam on Kevin Owens for the win, so... The hometown Canadians.
Yeah, I didn't really like that. Like with Bobby Roode, then the Canadians. I think the only person who won was Natalia.
Rough night for Canadians besides
Natty. Yeah, in Canada. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that?
Is Ruby Riott from Canada?
I mean, it's always a possibility. Like I said, we're everywhere.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, it could almost be like, I mean, I might be giving away my secrets, that we're like infiltrating different places of the world because we blend in so much that eventually we're going to rise up because everybody thinks we're so nice.
Sure.
And take over.
If I have to become Canadian, I'm fine with it.
Just saying.
Yeah. I've been to Niagara Falls. Loved it.
Really said Niagara Falls.
I went to the Grey Cup. Cold. Loved it, though.
Oh, the Grey Cup. Grey Cup is CFL for my folks who don't know. So we have Canadian Football League.
Canadian Football League rules are really neat.
They are. It's almost like a... It's a smaller field and anyways.
Defense means nothing, essentially.
Yes. I like the Canadian Football League.
Mm-hmm.
But you.
So Braun gets the win on Kevin Owens. Next, we have Baron Corbin taking on No Way Jose. And Corbin, I got to tell you, I know people were chanting boring or whatever. No, I love what Baron Corbin's doing right now because he's one of the few people who he doesn't care about being cool. God forbid we have a guy who just wants to be bad. And doesn't care what people think. I think it's fantastic. I'm glad he's telling the crowd to chant whatever they want at him. He's like, you guys are inconsequential. I don't care what you say anyway. And he's like, I'm not here to have fun. I'm not here to make people laugh. I'm here to win and get some money. I love that.
Yes and no. I mean, the winning part, yes. But when you kind of dig, this is a really good thing if you follow like all those like self-help books and all that good stuff. If you do stuff for the money, then you're never really going to win.
Well,
it's like when you do stuff, you put it to the fact that you actually love the business. So it's the fact that he's doing it to win and for the money, you see his career thus far. He's lost a whole bunch of times.
Wow.
You don't take him seriously. If he actually does it for the passion of wrestling, then eventually he's going to get the money for it because he's so against, like, no matter what he does, he's always going to do it.
You just went deep. Very introspective.
Just saying.
No, you're right. Very introspective. I'm looking at a very surface level. I like seeing an angry, miserable Baron Corbin.
Well, that's why he's miserable, because he's doing it for the money.
Well, no way, Jose. That's a good point, because Jose's having a good time.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure he's probably happy with the check.
Yep, no doubt. And during the match, only about a minute or two in, Titus O'Neil comes out, along with Titus World Slide, and they make sure that he doesn't trip. Although, he goes to enter the ring, and, I don't know, does a do-si-do with the top rope, falls down, that distracts Baron Corbin. Boom. Roll up. No way, Jose with the win.
And then also, by the way, happy birthday to Titus. He had his birthday on Sunday, and he's coming out with a new shirt, which I'm saying certain things happen.
Is it him falling down?
I think it's kind of like Titus World Slide. I don't know if it's him falling down, but it's going to be a new shirt. I think it's coming out tomorrow.
That's fast. Wow. Is it going to be like maybe like a road sign of a guy like slippery when wet or something?
I think the picture that he put might have been a mock-up, but he said a shirt's going to be coming out. Everybody's requested it, so a shirt's coming out. So pretty good for him.
Okay. And speaking of Corbin, yeah, you're right, Bradley Allen. Pretty sweet deep six on Rey Mysterio in the Rumble. I mean, if anyone, Rey Mysterio's half his size.
And then people are saying, don't you know, the rule is if you're in your hometown, you lose. I mean, yeah, just because it's the rule doesn't mean you have to follow the rule every time. Rules are meant to be broken.
And we are told by chat roll the new shirt is going to be him falling down.
Oh, well, thank you. There you go.
That design got done quick.
Well, I mean, they had to capitalize on it. The fact that everybody and their mama beyond the wrestling community was tweeting it was just,
everything about it was perfect in every way.
Yeah, it was like the perfect slide and... Managed to get up and
boogie woogie woogie.
Yeah, that's what happens when you exercise and work them glutes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just run too fast down the ramp. You know, it's amazing how fast he was going. It's like over half of his body went underneath the ring. Oh, thank God there was nothing in the way.
Oh gosh, yeah.
What if Hornswoggle was there? Jesus.
Hornswoggle.
He lives under the ring. You know that.
Yeah.
He was in the Royal Rumble, too, so in the greatest Royal Rumble, I should say.
Okay.
It's possible he could have got eliminated, went back into the ring.
Possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Natalya taking on Mickie James. Alexa Bliss at ringside, along with Ronda Rousey for Natalya. Pretty quick one here. Alexa gets up on the apron, kind of being a distraction. Ronda gets mad. Ronda starts chasing her at full speed. Boom. Roll up from Natalya. Another distraction win. And, easy night for Ronda.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what goes. I feel like she needs to start.
Well, here's the thing. It takes a long time to be good.
So
you got to protect her.
So is she doing live shows and we're just not seeing her on TVs?
I don't know. I know she's training with Brian Kendrick, but I don't know.
Yeah, but just because you're training, I was interviewing Gail Kim, and she's like, just because you're training with a man, you're going up against women because this is what WWE is about. So you might be great against this guy, but working with women is definitely key. So it's like, I really hope that she's at least doing live shows here and there, because no matter how much you prepare, you do the work. And like I said before, when I saw her in, WrestleMania, it's like you can't take away the fact that she's a great athlete.
Yep.
She trained to get to the Olympics. She's trained to, be the top at UFC. Like, you can't take away that. She's putting in the work, but there's comes a point where you just have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I can understand they're protecting her, but I hope that she's actually doing matches somewhere.
I don't know. If she's doing house shows, they're doing a good job of not putting it on social media, which I don't know how that would be possible.
Right.
So it might just be a lot of really low-key stuff locally in Southern California. That's a distinct possibility. But
right.
I don't know. But I'm not in any rush. It's like, we saw her at WrestleMania. That was the money match.
Mm-hmm.
Now let her take her time. Let her figure it out. Let her maybe develop something down the road.
I suppose so.
Yeah. She's part of the roster now.
She is. But you refer to these people as like practice champs. Like, they do so well and they might choke. Mm-hmm. In a weekly scenario, and
that's why you want to make sure she's ready.
Ready is relative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a comedian, speaking of a comedian, like, how much do you prepare before you actually go on stage?
Well, I mean, we're talking. Well, I'm 13 years in now. Ronda's not 13 years in.
But when you first started,
oh, it was garbage.
Yeah, but you had to. You took your chops and you learned.
Sure, and it took years. That's my point.
Well,
Ronda's not been wrestling for a year. She's been wrestling maybe 1 year.
Okay, I guess so.
You know, and obviously wrestling and comedy are different, but no, I mean, in my opinion, my first couple of years looking back on old DVDs, I was hot garbage.
I mean, I think we all were, no matter what we started in, but it's just kind of like, I feel like she's such a great athlete that she should be doing it somewhere.
Looks like we're going to have Ronda Rousey, Mickey James matches on the live event European tour.
Okay.
So there you go. And then UK, that's great. She could learn a lot over there. So it should be cool.
Sounds good.
Then Nia Jax, she hits the ramp. Alexa hightails it out of Dodge. Nia Jax hits the ring, raises, boom, Ronda and Natalia. Everyone's happy. Then Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler, just chilling up, chilling in a room together. They said everyone should be afraid because it's about to get dangerous. We came to Raw not to steal the show, but to take the show.
I like Ziggler's hair. It's nice and straight and silky.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's an interesting combination. Drew McIntyre is a massive individual, and we all know what Dolph Ziggler can do. So. Yes.
Oh my gosh, he's so, yeah, I'm happy for him, because I know when he got the belt, then he got injured shortly after, so I'm really, his story on how he kind of came back to WWE, I'm really happy for him. Super, super nice guy.
Yeah, those two could be one of the most intriguing things on Raw, for sure. In a three-hour show that often gets lost, those two really have a chance to do some great stuff.
For sure.
And then main event time, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Intercontinental title match. This was as good as expected, I think, and, you know, a lot of times where I thought Finn actually had it. Once again, it did not hit the 1916, but went with that elbow kind of almost Sting Scorpion Death Drop thing. Mm-hmm. Did hit that. But once again, Rollins pulling it out with the curb stomp.
Kind of like expected that to be the outcome. Like, I don't think they're ready for Seth to lose the belt, which...
He just got it. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I not taking away their wrestling skills, but again, it's like the storyline of it. I was just kind of like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. This is...
Finn was showing some different sides. He was talking smack. You know, he attacked Rollins from behind earlier in the night, so that could be something. But then again, the club is now on SmackDown, so.
Yeah, I don't know. What's with them breaking up family sometimes?
Well, here's the thing. But now they're on SmackDown with AJ Styles. That's pretty cool, too. So it's all kind of familial. Yeah, I don't know which way this is going to go, but I think Rollins at this point, he's rolling with the IC title. People are into it. I don't know where Balor's going to end up, but, I mean, Balor can do anything.
Yeah. So. But it feels like, I mean, obviously he got the belt and then he got injured too, and it feels like they're trying to figure out what to do with him because he's had some great storylines and matches, and it just kind of like, oh, he gets to that point and it's like, oh, okay, now we're going to start another one, which is fine, but it feels like he should... There should be some
crescendo. Forget, Miz is only about 30 days away from having the most days reigning as IC champ of all time, and he is going for the title on Sunday, so something weird can happen there.
If they truly do not care for Miz and he's whatever, then that's definitely going to happen.
Miz is on SmackDown now, so who knows? Really cool comment here from Xavier Jones. It's off topic, but saw your interview, TK, with Tiffany Haddish. Nice.
Oh, thanks. Tiffany was hilarious.
She's great.
Oh, she was,
Where was it for?
It was for The Last OG.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, you're on top of it. I just put that up like less than an hour ago.
I've known Tiff about 10 years now.
Really?
Yeah, we met in acting class a long time. We've been homies. I opened for like 5 months ago.
He said we've been homies.
Yeah, proud of her.
Can you like hook a sister up? Have her come in the studio?
With her schedule?
I know. She was so funny because she was talking about dating and she's like, I don't even have time to do any of that. Like, I'm working.
No. Like, when I worked with her, it was in September or October. And even the last 6 months since then, things have just gone.
Oh, yeah. She has like 3 movies on deck for 2019.
Exactly.
And I think 6 for 2018. Like, it's crazy.
Very proud of her. I knew a lot back then. I was like, it's only a matter of time. And, you know, she put her dues in, that's for sure. So, very happy for her. But Raw is done, everybody. We hope you enjoyed our recap of it. What'd you think overall? I thought better than last week, without a doubt.
I remember we were talking about this before we got in here. It just feels like there's just, it's like...
Something's missing.
Yeah, it's like SmackDown is just tighter.
SmackDown is incredibly cohesive already. Like, you have so many storylines that are concrete, and you're like, got it.
Yeah.
Raw is still a lot of feeling out.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Because some weeks they have more matches, some weeks it's just more kind of storylines. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what's happening there, but I hope it gets better as the time continues.
Well, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can find me on TMZ every day, talking ish, writing all over the place. Oh, there you go. Oh my god.
Tell all the girls the Rouge's on their way. Wait till the chorus. We like that preppy look instead. All American boys. All American boys. Yeah. Late 80s. And you hear Jimmy Hart in the background. All American.
Do they have a music video for this? I can envision it like, you know, that cheesy like 80s videos.
Maybe. I don't know if they ever did. But in my opinion, one of the most underrated wrestling entrance themes of all time. Because it's so tongue-in-cheek and they're mocking America so well. And they came to the ring. The best part is they would come to the ring waving the tiny American flags. Just getting booed out of the arena.
That would be seems like if Sammy and Kevin Owens did a remake of that. Because remember when Kevin Owens had like the face of America?
Yes.
Which was like awesome. So I feel like they should do that.
I would love to see someone do that. It'd be incredible. Yeah. But anyway, where can people find you?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joseph. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I am trying to get Kia Stevens on the show, Awesome Kong, but for some reason can't lock her down. So please tweet her. Let us know. Let her know we want her on Women's Pro Wrestling. But a lot of different shows, or a lot of different guests coming up for you guys. Eva Lise last week was amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
There you go. At Jay Quasto this week, I'll be in Sacramento Thursday and Friday with my buddy Brad Williams, Sacramento Punchline. Saturday, Reno Peppermill Casino, Reno, Nevada. And then Sunday, Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, California.
So are you back on Monday?
I will be back. Yes, I'll be back here for that. Pretty sure. Yes. Yeah, we're coming back on Monday at some point.
Somebody's going to be here.
Pretty sure I'll be here. let's see what else. The blood drive was very successful at Children's Hospital. Guys, no matter where you live, there's a Children's Hospital close by that needs your blood to help save kids fighting cancer. So wherever you live, you can donate blood. Don't be afraid. Go out. Make it happen. And other than that, yeah, we got shows this week. And also, I'm now officially part of X-Pac 12360. Woo! So anytime I'm around on Wednesdays, I'm going to be popping in, and that'll be pretty cool too. And of course, Wrestling and Padres Slamcast and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Watch us every single week on Fight TV or in LA or anywhere else in the country you could find us. Go to Fight TV. Major things happen. We have a brand new Hollywood Heritage Champion, and his name is Willie Mack. Yes, Willie Mack, finally, after 6 years of being on the program, is our champion. And you know him from Lucha Underground and all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you're watching us every single week. And follow Markeia McCarty at Markeia McCarty and the Hobo at True Hobo. Actually, no, it's now Bane's Destroy. I apologize. I can't keep up with his personalities. And, of course, Tony in the booth, Pat Manthony.
Yo, what up, everybody? You can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_. Tony, the letter B, Tony_. Thank you so much for the shout-out. Great show, everybody.
Thanks. And, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. See you next week.
Au revoir.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.